Praise the Lord and God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we want to say Happy Resurrection Day to all who are on the line. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go into the Word of God, and we have a beautiful speaker, Pastor Davis. She's going to be preaching on this evening, and we hope that you will listen in intently and hear the word of God. Glory to God. At this time, Pastor Davis from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
He said, in my Father's house, there are many 15 need to pray for free behavior. Where is the freedom that used to be on the people of God? Now we're not free, we're ready to go. I've never seen folks get puffed up and ready to go after. Just with one word, say somebody ain't praying. Think about it. If folks can say something to you and you're ready to jump down their throat, you ain't praying. That's not a characteristic of somebody that's born in heaven. I want you to know that's not a characteristic. Let me finish here. Let me go on and let me finish quickly, because my time is gone. He said, he that prefers, always prefers a good conscience. Those that are always going to think to do the right thing. You see, we got to pray that God would help our thinking, because many of us, our thinking has been distorted. See, I want to say this, just because you go through things during the week, it's no right for you to bring them here on Sunday and bother the person that's next to you. Everybody's going through something, and we got to be careful, because the devil will get up in you. And
thank you for tuning into the True Light.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message and that anointed message coming through Pastor David. I thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. There may be somebody out there in radio land that wants to make a change, that wants to repent of their sins. Maybe you were found in the word of God, but you want to get it right. You want to get it straightened out. Now is the time to give it to Jesus and let him work it out. As we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for thy anointing. We thank you for what you sent, oh Lord. Help us to receive the word of God. Help us that we might be blessed, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the souls of men, those who want to make a change, those who want to turn their life around. I pray that you touch them right now. I pray that you will forgive them of their sins and blot out of their transgressions. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Oh, my God, stretch forth your hand. Touch their hearts, O Lord. Help them to break up the stony heart. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your faith and call upon your name. We know you're able to save. We know you got the power to deliver. You can do everything. We are looking to you today, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord, and those that may be sick and afflicted in their bodies, touch and heal, oh Lord. Oh, my God, you know that you are able to deliver their souls. Have mercy, oh Lord. Be merciful unto those souls. Oh, my God, those that have afflictions in their bodies, those that have sickness, illnesses, and diseases, we pray that you touch them and that you will heal them. We know you are a healer. Have mercy tonight. Deliver the souls of men. Help somebody to receive the word of God, that they might live thereby. We know you're able, and we thank you for this precious word. We thank you right now, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you, oh Lord, for being a way maker for us and a door opener. We thank you for the souls that you have sent in. We thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you look on them with us in a special way, that you will touch their hearts and minds and help them to give their lives to you, help them to come to you, realizing that you are their help and you are their hope. Be merciful unto them. Save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail tonight, and let the blood of Jesus cover. Bless every soul that is on this broadcast and every soul that listened into this broadcast. We pray that you touch them, continue to bless them, and help them to continue to tune into this broadcast, that they may receive the word of God. The word of God is life, and we thank you for this life. We thank you for this resurrection day. We thank you because you died for our sins, And we thank you because you rose again, and you're not dead, but you're yet alive. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for what you've done for us. You didn't have to do it, but you were merciful unto us, and you wanted to see us saved today. Oh, my God, we don't deserve it, but we thank you for the compassion that you had on us. We pray that you continue to bless us and that you will continue to go with us and stand by us. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. Continue to bless this broadcast and to bless the prayer mission. We pray that you look on Evangelist Khadija and that you will bless their ministry, O Lord. Continue to go with them and stand by them. Ever lead them on, O Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, and we will bless your name. The glory and honor belong unto you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that powerful message, anointed message, coming through Pastor Davis from Philadelphia. And at this time, if our ministers, evangelists, would like to have remarks, you may do so at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Davis. I really enjoyed her speaking, enjoyed the anointing of God. She was talking about the qualifications to make it into heaven. And the things that we ought not do as being saints of God, tearing one another down with backbiting and different things like that, and lying. And she put it out there.
Yes, she did.
I loved the word. I've never met her, but Lord have mercy, I truly enjoyed that message coming through her. And I want to say to the saints of God, to you, Evangelist Nico, be encouraged, and God bless you.
Anyone else? But the word, that word spoke for itself, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Glory to God. So at this time, if that's all, we want to encourage you to continue to listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, with the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. We look forward to that on Tuesday night. We ask that you keep us in your prayers. And we say God bless you. And again, happy Resurrection Day. Good night.